keep asking myself, what is the point to life?
Whew, that's a tough question.
Yeah, I got the answer.
Somehow I knew you would.
Comfortable shoes.
Shoes.
Yeah. If you're not wearing comfortable shoes, life is just chaos. I mean, the greatest accomplishments in history have been made by men wearing accommodating shoes. Well, Fraser, tell me, who do you think is the greatest thinker in all of mankind?
I don't know. Aristotle?
There you go. Sandals. Perhaps the most comfortable shoe there is. You hardly even know they have them on. I mean, Confucius, thongs. Einstein, loose loafers. Wow. Mm-hmm. Hippocrates went barefoot. Yeah, his intellectual career tragically cut short by a sharp pebble. I mean, we might have had the microwave in the Middle Ages, but for that treacherous rock.
I'll tell you what the point of life is. Having kids. Creating life. Sure, it's disappointing and painful. It can be heartbreaking at times. Sure, they can drive you crazy and make you think you just can't get through another day. Where was I going with this?
You know, some would say that the search for meaning is a waste of time, that all human life is just a cosmic accident, an arbitrary conglomeration of molecules evolved by chance into an organism with a brain stem, condemning it to ponder futilely the reason behind it all.
Well, I know Dr. Crane is just trying to keep the conversation lively, but... All I know is my life would have been nothing if it weren't for all of you. You people are as dear to me as my own family. More so, in fact.
Really, Woody?
Oh, yeah. Well, for one thing, now you call me Huckleberry. I hate being called Huckleberry.
That's your nickname, Wood?
No, Woody is.
Well, I hate to get all mushy, but I gotta say, I feel pretty lucky to have the friends I do.
You know, no one wants to be the first to say it, but I'm not ashamed to admit what I think we're all feeling. No, time goes by so fast. People move in and out of your life. You must never miss an opportunity to tell these people how much they mean to you. Well, I
keep coming back to that shoe thing.
We don't have to say it, do we?
But why not, Carla? What are we afraid of?
I'm afraid this is going to turn into a pajama party.
Ooh, that's Vera.
That's Lilith.
Probably Kelly.
It'd be my...
My kid.
Say, you know what? Wait, don't answer it. Just let whoever it is think that we're on our way.
Which is exactly where we should be.
Hey, thanks for the perfecto, Sammy.
Yeah. Thanks for staying, guys. Same to you.
Wouldn't be the same without you, Sam.
Yeah. Whatever guy followed you, Sam, has some pretty big shoes to fill. Did you hear that? Thus it all returns to footwear. Thank you, guys.
And I still keep thinking, though, you know, I want some kind of change in my life.
You know something? I hate change. I mean, you know, every day you wake up, something's changed. Everything's just changing so fast. I like things to stay the way they are, you know? I like things you can count on.
You know, you just gave me something to think about, Woody.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. I hate it when somebody does that to me.
Bye, Woody.
Night, Sam.
Ugh.
Sammy, I didn't want to say this in front of the others, but you know what I think the most important thing in life is? It's love. You want to know what I love?
Beer, Norm?
Yeah, I'm a quick one. No, Sammy, I love that stool. If there's a heaven, I don't want to go there unless my stool is waiting for me. And I'll tell you what, even God better not be on it.
You wouldn't dare.
I don't think it matters what you love, Sammy. Could be a person. Could be a thing. As long as you love it totally, completely, without judgment.
You know what I mean? You want a better world, ladies and gentlemen? Legalize pot right now. You want to end the deficit? Legalize pot right now. I am so sick of hearing about the goddamn deficit, I could fucking puke blood. There ain't no fucking deficit. It's a fucking lie, and it's a fucking illusion in the first place. But you want to end it? You want to end it? Legalize pot, biggest cash crop in America. Deficit's gone. But I am so sick of hearing about, well, your leaders misspent your hard-earned tax dollars, so you, the people, now have to tighten your belts, and we got to start paying this back. Because we, your leaders, misspent your money. You know what would make tightening my belt a little easier? If I could tighten it around Jesse Helms' scrawny little chicken neck. Feel better about the sacrifice right now. You fucking tobacco pushing motherfucker. You are the worst fucking drug dealer in the fucking world. You scrawny right wing fear mongering piece of sucker of Satan's cock. You suck Satan's cock, you fucking chicken neck little fucking cracker. I'd tighten my belt if that were the case. I'd eat bologna for a week. You know what I mean? I'd sacrifice. Boy, Jesse Helms is another great one, isn't he? Just another little fevered ego tainting our collective unconscious. Because, you know, anyone like Swaggart, anyone that far to the right is hiding a very deep and dark secret. You do know that, right? I'm an armchair fucking psychologist, but... anyone that, you know, when Jesse Helms finally dies, he's going to commit suicide, first of all, in a wash tub out back underneath a pecan tree. He's going to slash his wrist and going to write in blood, "I've been a bad boy." But you know they're going to find the skins of young children drying in his attic. Swarms of horseflies going in and out of the eaves, and on CNN over and over, his wife going, "I always wondered about Jesse's collection of little shoes." Anyone that far to the right is fucking hiding a deep, dark secret.
Don't need no company. When you turn on your radio today, isn't it nice that you can still find a place where there's music you can understand?
That's right. I still got it.
Motherfucker.